The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the Electoral Commission has been charged with looking at everything related to voting in Ireland, and this week a bill was introduced in the Senedd to cap the number of TDs. But what about the way we vote? Is proportional representation the best system, or should we try something a little bit different? I'm joined now in the studio by News Talk's political correspondent and host of the Let Me Explain podcast, Sean Defoe. Hello, Sean.
Good morning, Claire.
Nice
How
to see you. Let's start with this idea then of capping the number of TDs. Where is this coming from?
So this is coming at people may well know that the number of TDs is linked in the Constitution to how many people are on the island. So for every 30,000 people, there has to be one TD. And that has meant in the last few years an ever-expanding Dáil, 14 new TDs in this particular Dáil. And in the Senedd this week, Michael McDougall and the Independents there introduced a bill saying basically, we need to cap this because we could have 250 TDs by the time we get into the next decade. And essentially arguing that when they wrote the Constitution, they didn't really envision Ireland being an open country where we would have lots of people coming who aren't citizens but are still counted under that rule for them to be a TD. So here's Michael McDougall from the Senedd this week, some of what he was putting forward in his bill.
There should be a limit on the number of TDs. I'm saying that if you'd have to rebuild Dáil Éireann's chamber if you had if you're approaching 200 members. You'd have to possibly do a major extension, and it would be many multiples of bicycle sheds, I put it that way, to accommodate the 30 or 40 extra TDs if we keep going the way we are.
So that's the number of TDs, but what about the way we elect them, Sean? How did we end up with our system, proportional representation?
From the Brits. Unsurprisingly, I suppose, 1919 Sligo Corporation, they were playing around with different types of electoral system, and this new fangled, very posh thing called proportional representation came in, and they used it essentially to try and get at Sinn Féin so that there would be a representatives of the then Protestant minority in the area on the council. And so that's why it was brought in, and then eventually they kept it, and even through through the 20s and through the Free State and all that sort of stuff, it was never really changed. We just kind of adopted it on. It became quite fashionable, a bit differently to how we would see it now. So, for example, in the 1920s, Galway had a 9-seat constituency with 22 candidates for proportional representation, and the Connacht Tribune offered 3 guineas to anyone who could predict all 9 seats. The winner got it with 8 out of 9, such was the difficulty in it. So we kept this kind of complicated system, even though there were some people who were against it.
And it's rare, isn't it? I mean, you don't see it very often around the world.
Malta, right? This particular version. So, you know, good company.
And there have been attempts in the past to change it, right? People have tried to stir the pot.
Yeah, so 3 major attempts by 3 different Taoiseach. Gareth Fitzgerald was the most recent who wanted to change it, but didn't really go about doing much of it until his own government was collapsing. And in the point of his government collapsing, he then decided, maybe we should change the voting system.
No, not a good starting point.
No, not great. He didn't get short shrift even from his cabinet, let alone the public. And his argument was that the way we elect people, it's hyper-local. That you end up with a lot of TDs, like the Healy Rays, for example, who are very focused on local issues rather than the national picture. But there have been 2 referenda before Gareth Fitzgerald ever came on the scene, one in the 50s and one in the 60s. And Eamon de Valera, actually, even though he created the Free State as such or wrote the Constitution and had the option then to maybe change the voting system, he didn't at the time, said he was against proportional representation, that it wouldn't deliver a solid government, I guess. Mm-hmm. Also convenient that any election he would have had, if it had been first past the post, say, as he wanted to change it to, Fianna Fáil would have had a comfortable majority. But I was speaking to Owen O'Malley. He wrote a book recently, Garrett versus Charlie. A lot of people would have read it over Christmas, including myself, that talked about some of this. But he explains the rationale for De Valera prompting the first referendum to change us to first past the post.
In 1959, when he was standing down as Taoiseach, he'd always been opposed to it, even though he had actually given it constitutional protection in 1937 and kind of said that we had to have this electoral system. He was always known to be opposed to it because he felt that it led to weak government, that PR would lead to weak government, and so wanted to bring in the British system of first past the post. But a lot of people at the time would have pointed out that had Ireland got first past the post as its electoral system, Fianna Fáil would have had guaranteed majorities the whole way through in every election from 1932 on. So people were kind of sceptical that this was a power grab by Fianna Fáil. and narrowly rejected it, although they did elect De Valera as president on the same day.
Oh, O'Malley there. That was just the first attempt to sort of seriously get rid of the voting system in that decade.
Yeah, the second came 9 years later in the late 60s. Jack Lynch revisited this idea because the first referendum had been so close. And again, with this idea that for Fianna Fáil, I mean, this would have been manna for heaven. They would have had a majority governments the entire time and would have swept away any potential opposition. And at the time in 68, then Minister Charlie Haughey was advocating for this change away from PR based on how close it was in the 50s.
The overall picture last time was about a majority of 45,000 for the change in rural constituencies, counteracted in Dublin with a net result of 33,000 against. But you must remember there were 39,000 spoiled votes on the last occasion. In other words, there were more spoiled votes than the proposal was defeated by. And this is a factor which I think we've got to take into consideration in our attempt to persuade the people on this occasion.
Yeah, it's interesting to hear that voice again. So in practical terms, Sean, how would a first-past-the-post system look here in Ireland?
It's difficult to track it. You'd have to radically change the way we do things. So we have, what, around 40 constituencies of X amount of number of seats. You'd have to have probably a couple of hundred one-seat constituencies. And this would mean, so if you take somewhere like Wicklow, for example, you might have a TD for Bray and a TD for Greystones and a TD for Wicklow Town and a TD for, I don't know, maybe Baltinglass or somewhere in the West, instead of one 4-seat constituency. And it would all be, if we did the UK system, first past the post. So again, take Greystones, 2 sitting TDs, Jennifer Whitmore, Simon Harris. Simon Harris probably wins that and Jennifer Whitmore either has to go elsewhere or loses it. Or you could have, say, Mary Lou McDonald would be in the New Dáil, but she would be a TD for Cabra, probably, or whatever area it was. You know, it'd become... It's ironic that Gareth Fitzgerald argued this was a solution to localism when actually you'd end up having a bunch of really local TDs.
Absolutely. I mean, you can imagine the turf wars that would emerge if we went down that road.
Imagine the battles even within parties, because often you have, you know, the transfer system at the moment. So again, to use the Wicklow example, Simon Harris gets a big massive surplus and he elects Edward Timmins on the transfer of that. Yeah. Instead, you have someone like Edward Timmins fighting his own battle in his area of the county and Simon Harris topping the poll elsewhere. So it would be vicious and there would definitely be blood on the floor of this Dáil if we decided to do it differently.
So it would make a difference to the outcome of Irish elections?
I think so. It's hard to track it because you would have to change the system so radically. So I looked at the what party topped the poll in each of the counties in the 2024 general election to give an example. And if we were to just extrapolate that out to, say, a national picture, the difference you would have, it would really coalesce around the larger parties. So Sinn Féin got 19% of the vote in 24. They would have got 28%-ish on this rough calculation of where first past the post would be. Fianna Fáil from 22 up to 30%. Fine Gael around the same, 21 to 23%. And the real change would be around independence, 13% to 16. So it would help the bigger parties because they just simply have a bigger vote in any one individual area. Mm-hmm. And it would be harder for the likes of Labour or the Sock Dems, say, but you'd still get patches. I mean, think of someone like Brendan Howland in Wexford Town. Top the poll there for decades, he's probably going to get into the Dáil. But you can imagine Swords, say, where there's 3 or 4 people each time that get in as an area. Now it's only one. You get these battles and lose out on TDs, I suppose, in the process.
Big bounce there for Sinn Féin in that analysis that you did there from the actual of 19%. Did you say 28%?
Up to 28, yeah. But they topped the poll in an awful lot of constituencies, but they ran, because they were so scared of what they did in the previous election where they left
didn't
seats out there.
Mm-hmm.
They almost ran too many this time around and didn't get the bounce.
Now, is there any appetite then, have you detected, for a change to our current voting system?
No.
<That's>
to give
grand.
It a short answer, we're done there now. I think actually the UK, I was speaking to a couple of people in the Electoral Commission about this, and they said the last British election killed it, in that you had Keir Starmer getting 2/3 of the seat on 1/3 of the vote. Mm-hmm. And you can argue that all sorts of ways, that it was a good thing and that it kept Nigel Farage away from power, at least this time around. But I don't think anyone has a massive appetite to change it. You could look, and actually there was a Citizens' Assembly on this about 10, 12 years ago, And it did vote in favour of a slight majority, I think it was 52% to 45%, to getting rid of our current system, but couldn't agree on something to replace it. Would you go first past the post in the British style? Would you have a different system, like a list whereby you elect certain members and then you vote for parties separately? That maybe it's not a great system, but it's the best system we have, as has been said about democracy in the past.
Sean, thank you very much for bringing that to us. Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent and host of the Let Me Explain podcast.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.